What we read about this morning is a revolution. It was a revolution in the world, although we don't always think of it that way. The idea that an empire should be overthrown so that slaves could be free, that was a revolution. The idea that a country would have to bow to a superior moral force, because it didn't matter that Egypt was the most powerful empire in the world, God's word was greater, that was a revolution. But there is an interesting paradox in the word revolution in English, because revolution means doing something new, but when you revolve, you actually go back to what was before. So really, a revolution is going back to the way things should be, to God's original intention. And we know in the Torah that when God first created human beings, it wasn't so that one group of human beings could be subordinate or enslaved to another. So the revolution was a revolution. And when Moses went before Pharaoh, he was overturning the order that never should have been established in the first place. Should have gone back to the way things were. And that is true throughout history. In our country, a civil war was fought to establish the way things should have been. But we have discovered in Jewish history that you can never fight and win a war once. That in fact, every great struggle, every noble struggle has to be won every single day. We didn't leave Egypt and erase hatred of the Jewish people. We've had to fight it again and again and again and again through history. We didn't fight a civil war and all of a sudden there was no slavery in the world. In terms of sheer numbers, there are almost as many slaves in the world today as at any time in history. People are enslaved all over the world, not, thank God, here. But all over the world, the battle has to be fought every single day. And as long as the Messiah hasn't come yet, you can't get tired. You're not allowed to give up. Last night I told the story to the Friday Night Live group of the conversation I once had with Rabbi Schulweis after he got out of the hospital. And it started off, as such conversations do, with two old Jewish rabbis exchanging their operations. Oh, they did that, they did this. We should have been, as I said, by a pool in Miami, eating mahjong tiles and having the blue plate special and talking about our operations. But then he told me what happened, which was that a rabbi had come into his room to light the Shabbat candles. And then he was visited a little bit later by a Buddhist priest. And as the Buddhist priest was leaving, he said, "Let me put out the candles so you can sleep." And Rabbi Schulweis said, "No, no, no, don't touch the candles. We're not allowed to extinguish candles." And the priest said, "Ah, that's a difference between us. Because in Buddhism, nirvana means to extinguish. But, as Rabbi Schulweis pointed out, in the Jewish tradition, you don't wish for nirvana. Instead, you keep the candle lit. You keep the struggle going. You feel dissatisfaction, unhappiness, ill-contentedness, not with your own lot. You're supposed to be pleased with what you have. You're supposed to be upset at what others have to endure. Too often we reverse it. What other people endure is fine with us as long as we're okay. It's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. He said, too many people take care of their own body and worry about other people's souls. Better, you should worry about your own soul and take care of other people's bodies. Which means when someone is oppressed or hungry or hurt or bereaved, they need us to remember our revolution. Which was Nivra Adam Yichidi. A human being was created singly lelamedcha, to teach you shekol hamikayem nefesh echad, that everybody who saves one life, one soul, one person, kiilu kiyem olam male, it's like they save an entire world. If all of the world came from one person, then every human being, not one Jew, not one family member, one human being, nefesh echad, such a person saves the world. Why were so many leaders of the civil rights movement Jews? Why was the NAACP founded by Jews? Ki geirim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers and you were slaves in the land of Egypt. So when someone else is a stranger or someone else is a slave, you have to hear their story because it's your story. It's our story. What does it matter if you were enslaved in ancient Egypt or modern Sudan? It's the same human degradation and experience, and it is our story. The political theorist Michael Walzer wrote a book called Exodus and Revolution, where he showed that all through history, when peoples were enslaved and oppressed, they turned to our story, to the story of the Exodus. They sang songs and prayed about crossing the River Jordan to the Promised Land, about being liberated from the Pharaoh, about crossing the sea. They sang, "Go down, Moses," because our story is the story of freedom. And the story of freedom is the story of the hopes of humanity from the first day to this day. So when we celebrate the civil rights movement, we're celebrating our story. When King spoke, he spoke in the accents of the Hebrew prophets, whom he studied and whom he knew. When he marched arm in arm with rabbis, it's because they were telling the same story. But you don't get to feel proud of your story unless you live it. As long as we are free and don't care about the freedom of others, then it's no longer our story. It's only if it molds our hearts and shapes our souls and changes our lives. If you care only about Jews, then you don't care about God, because God created everyone. You start with your family, but you don't end there. The circles of empathy get wider and wider and wider. And how many times has the Jewish people looked at the world and said, "Why don't you listen to us?" Shame on us if we turn around and don't listen to the world. So this is a beautiful and profoundly Jewish morning, in which we remember that we gave the world the idea of freedom. In the ancient world, nobody objected to slavery. In the Greek world, nobody objected to slavery. Even slaves didn't say slavery was wrong. Only the Torah. said that every human being is created in God's image and every human being must be free. The struggle isn't over, but it is ours. And there is no more beautiful or powerful legacy that we could leave to the world than the promise that we will keep that candle burning. And when the world forgets, we will remind them again and again and again. In a region of the world today where there is no freedom, there is Israel. Reminding people what it is to be free. That is our legacy, and that is our destiny. Ma tov chelkenu, uma na'im goralenu. How beautiful is our tradition, how blessed our legacy, to bring love and freedom to the dark places in God's world. We've known the darkness, and that's why we kindle the light. Shabbat Shalom.